You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. While life is in a state of flux, how can one find time to engage with art? It can get harder as we get older. A new exhibit in Sacramento seeks to answer that in an unlikely place, at City Hall. Curator and gallery manager Bridget Runhell Rexford discusses her new exhibit. It's called When I Can, and it showcases the work of artists who are also parents, caregivers, and guardians. The exhibit is located at the Robert T. Matsui Gallery at Sacramento City Hall and will be on display for a few months through September 9th. Well, Bridget, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
I would love to start off with your career and your passion for the arts, specifically in Sacramento. How did that all begin?
So I went to school at UC San Diego, wherein I received my honors thesis. I had to decide on an honors thesis. This is very relevant to this. I had to decide who I would do my honors thesis on or what the subject was. And they gave us all these subjects. And I initially was going to do French painters. And I met a person, a real live person that was not, had not passed and is not part of history as of yet, but history in the making. And they were my landlord and they showed me all their work and we developed a friendship. Her name is Maritza Sanchez. She has recently passed a couple of weeks ago. And she showed me how important it is to support artists that are here and alive now. And so ever since then, I've been inspired to make an impact on the people directly around me and pursue projects that directly affect my community.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, that experience alone, whether you tie it to art or not, is formative and that can shape you. What kind of layer does art and creativity add to these really beautiful experiences from one human to another?
I think sometimes as we think about diversity and community, I think art is a language of its own, and it's more of a universal language, much like music, which is also art, but it allows us to speak to each other through visual images, which in some ways provides an unbiased like platform for people to communicate. And especially when there's big emotions around topics such as grief, you know, when relating to When I Can, or just something that you cannot quite put your finger on, you can create in order to express yourself and express these large emotions. And they can be positive and negative or anything in between.
I mean, fast forward to today, you just had the opening of your exhibit, When I Can, and that pays homage to caregivers, parents, and guardians. How did this evolve from, you know, what was once a thesis as a college student to now a professional curator and gallery manager?
Well, I think part of the reason why I was able to secure this fellowship is due to the opportunities brought to me by all of the people that I've ever met. Most recently, Rio Yanez, who as father is and mother is our very well-known artist in the Bay Area. Rio had me be his curator for last year and this year's Soma Arts Dia de los Muertos show. And that experience alone was incredibly detrimental to my future experiences. And because of the fellowship that I received here, I was able to get my current job. So it just, it really is due to all the hard work of the community and myself.
Tell us about the fellowship. What's that about?
So the fellowship is an offering from the Sacramento Office of Arts and Culture. And Susanna is the dreamer who made this happen. And I'm so grateful for Susanna. Shout out to Susanna. Because I know it's hard to get things moving in a government area. Like, I've never had a job like that, but I can just see paperwork going through different departments. So the fact that she was able to provide this opportunity that's so open to whatever the curator needs is just so special, so spectacular. And I'm really glad that she did it.
The exhibit is called When I Can. What inspired the title?
So as a high schooler, I used to watch my grandmother after school. She was 107 and she was in hospice. So I used to help my aunt and my mom take care of her. In addition to that wonderful and terribly sad experience, I also grew up watching my father try to create art when he got home. He was a mailman of 30 years in the Oakland Postal Service. And he would just spend every moment he could just creating, but not even by himself, but with me too. So that highly influenced me. And also, I can just see as becoming a parent, like how much time is allocated just, you know, making the alternate grilled cheese because your toddler didn't like it a certain way. That takes time away from your artistic practice. So I wanted to acknowledge the work of parents and caregivers and guardians, that no matter where they are in their artistic practice, it's just as valid as before. It might not feel as amazing, but it is valid and you're still a creative. And so this is to honor where they are, where they're at.
Yeah, I that title, I think, resonates with a lot of people. You know, I think as we get older and there's only 24 hours in a day mm-hmm. and responsibilities pile up, it's easy to lose our creativity. You mm-hmm. know, it can be easier when we're younger to have that imagination. Mm-hmm. And I think this is wonderful because it encourages people to tap into a part of ourselves that may have atrophied as we've become adults.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for saying that. That's a really great way to spell it out. I just think that, and it's so ironic because art is helps us come back to ourselves. Art helps us connect to others, and art is honestly just really fun. It's a way to just a way to have fun. So I think having more exhibitions like this is really important. And I am considering reaching out to galleries, being like, this is not my idea. This is for everybody. You can take the format and all the research I've done for it and apply it to your own gallery or to apply it to your own space. I encourage actually you to take even the title and be like, when I can, you know, LA, when I can, whenever, just because this is never going to go away. We're always going to be taking care of some that's just natural. It's a normal way of life.
Yeah. How did you find these artists? How did you find these caregivers and parents and guardians who are super busy?
Right. So we put out some artist calls through social media, through press releases such as RFPs, through the Sacramento Office of Arts and Culture. They did a great job of advertising for me towards the end of it. We got an influx, and then we had so many people apply, a total in the end of 148, which is overwhelmingly wonderful. And because we could only accept around 20, I mean, depending on the size of the space, we were like, oh, we could fit max 20. I decided to offer a zine opportunity for anyone that wanted to submit that did not get into the show. So they could still be with us and they could still participate and they could honor their work in some way. And a zine is such a modern way of having like a little book, honestly, a self-published book. I said modern, but I can already hear the zine people saying that it's also came back in the 70s and the 80s and the 60s. But it's become popular and much more accessible these days. And I think it's perfect for the times right now.
You just had your opening reception, mm-hmm. I think, last week. How did it go?
It went wonderfully. Being in a government space, as I was putting up the works, there was people be like very stressed when they would come in. They'd be like, where can I find the forms for this? I'm like, sorry, I'm just putting up art. I don't know.
But I need to pay my utility bill.
Right, exactly. And I'm just like, sorry, or lo siento. And people were speaking different languages. It was very diverse, actually very family-oriented. People came in with their families. The kids begrudgingly walked in. But what I'm trying to say is that it's not a space to have fun. It's not a space to connect. It's not a space other than just a space of frustration. And so when the exhibition started, I feel like it started to transform as the people started swarming in and trickling in and out. We even had some people that were there for other things, just kind of wait in the back just to see what was going on. And so it started off with Emily Jones, who is a mother and creator / singer, singing her covers and some original works. And what was so beautiful is that her child also was there right next to her, tugging on her and or dancing and or just putting on a little princess crown. And it touched everyone's heart and it really set the tone for the rest of the day. So I'm very grateful Emily was able to do that and share her talent with us. And then we had I made some remarks. And then there was two artist talks, which I think oh my gosh, it was so, so heavy in a beautiful way. It was raw. It was emotional. I was looking around and people had tears in their eyes. Some people were physically, you know, holding their chest because it was a beautiful testament to how difficult it can be, but also how unique each experience is. Liv had talked about she had never been invited to the
Liv
space.
Stiler,
yeah,
correct?
Liv Stiler, yeah. Never been invited to the space, always physically taken out due to protest. So she said it was an entirely different experience than she's ever had. And she talked about that, and she talked about her father as well, and just navigating being a parent. And you can tell she's a writer. She's just so incredibly fluent in her language of art. That's her language of art. And she also has a collage in the show. That's fantastic. Then we had Tara Jones, and I think reverse order, but they talked about their photography. And one thing that stood out to me that they said was that when you can is literally when you can. And even if you're in a parking lot, you think, parking lot, how can I find beauty? And you see this bush right outside the parking lot, and you're like, that flower speaks to me. That is enough. And then she'll take a picture of it and then honor it that way. And I thought that is really tender and beautiful, especially because when you think of art, you think of it as like some people may think of it as a stuffy thing or something that you have to plan out in advance. But letting it come to you at any moment, being open to that is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people get to take it in for three more months because it runs through early September.
Right.
When someone walks into City Hall and they're going to take this in, it's at the Robert T. Matsui Gallery right there in City Hall. Going to City Hall, as you just mentioned, far from a convenient time. It's usually kind of smacks us when we're in the middle of just going about our life, and it's something that we have to do because of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
When people take in this exhibit, how would you like them to feel?
I think I would like them to see, you know, I got some comments because I think people might have assumed that because it's my first show by myself, because the other shows I was co-curator, that I might have made a hodgepodge accidentally or because of inexperience. But I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose because I wanted to honor the individual stories and I wanted it to completely reflect each other. I didn't want it to match. I didn't want all the sizes to be incredibly accurate. I wanted it to be as messy as our life is. And that was very deliberate and that was calculated. So I wanted to take time to say that. So when you come in, you might be like, whoa, this is weird. You know, I actually had an artist say, I asked him, how did you like it? How do you feel about this? Because his feedback's very important. And he goes, this was really strange. And what I said, tell me more about what that meant, because I laughed. And he was like, this space, he goes, this is so unique. I've never done anything like this with this type of people. He's like, I'm going to think about it. It's going to take me on a strange journey. And I invite you to go on this strange journey of looking at having little like portholes views of everyone's life at a specific amount in time, because I mean, at a certain time in their lives, because some of the pieces are from many, many years ago. Some of them are literally from this year. So thinking about how time, even though time has passed, these things are still relevant and they continue to be relevant. And something that I had said a little bit at the exhibition and Liv had also restated that is that even if you're not a parent, even if you're not a caregiver, even if you're not a guardian, you are a person and you do have to take care of yourself. That is completely valid. So when you're looking at these pieces, how can you honor yourself? How can you be inspired? And what stories can you take back after leaving the space?
Yeah, self-care is essential, but it is not always learned at a young age. We have to learn that, you know, sometimes as adults and usually when we're faced with some hardship. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that the messiness, the strangeness, the obscurity of it all, there's still beauty within all of that.
I feel that too. Everyone, I think everyone felt really proud of themselves. I didn't really ask them, but they were smiling a lot and their families were very happy. And I hope that the closing is just as wonderful as the opening.
Bridget, thank you so much for stopping by.
Great. Thank you so much.
And that is curator and gallery manager Bridget Runhall Rexford discussing her new exhibit, When I Can, which showcases the work of artists who are also parents, caregivers, and guardians. Bridget added that this wouldn't have been possible without her artist fellowship mentor, Faith McKinney, who is the founder of Black Artist Foundry. When I Can is at the Robert T. Matsui Gallery at Sacramento City Hall, and it will be on display through September 9th. Still ahead, we're ending the show with a personal message from myself. I'll be taking a leave of absence, and I want to share a little bit about why. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.